I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kind of specific there. Cake, short skirt, long jacket. And what do you have with cake? Spoon, the underdog, 93XR2. I've heard the Black Keys. And when I said 31 times, I think most of you figured out I was talking about the number of times Robert Plant says babe or baby in Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
Wait, you eat cake with a spoon?
No, it was just easy to say.
Okay.
I
knew you counted the number of times Robert Plant says baby.
Yeah, so. Actually, it was an experiment because you get to believing that any shred of trivial information you want is available on the internet. I Googled, how many times Robert Plant? 31 times came up, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. So
you didn't actually count them.
No, I was busy.
So it could be wrong.
I was busy.
Well, now you're throwing down the gauntlet.
I was busy weaving tapestries of mystery and musical imagination, Mary. I didn't have time to sit here and count how many babes or babies. Next time,
well,
you
if you're
can
gonna throw
it.
Out a number, you should count it.
Everything on the internet is true. 93XRT. Easy. Easy. Have another sip of coffee. It's good for you. While you're sipping coffee, you know what? I think we should hear from Bono this half hour since he's in town, probably having a traditional Irish breakfast with bangers and mash and eggs over easy and maybe
wait,
some white
pudding.
You
don't think he's having a quinoa bowl because he's in Chicago?
Boy, I hope not. So we'll hear from Bono, conversation I had with him a number of months ago.
Quinoa bowls are delicious.
Of course they are.
You make them, right?
93XRT, and we'll play you a track from the album he talks about in that segment of the interview. That's coming up. Here with the news on XRT, Mary Dixon.
Chicago aldermen today are expected to sign off on construction for the Obama Presidential Center in Jackson Park. Some neighbors on the south side and park advocates have concerns about gentrification, traffic patterns, and the use of public land. Aldermen may also be greeted by protesting Chicago police union members and demonstrators opposed to a proposed police and fire academy on the west side. Northwest Indiana residents are supposed to get an update from the EPA on efforts to clean up the land around an old Federated Metals site. Heavy metals have been found in the soil around Hammond and Whiting. Secretary of State Pompeo says they're still preparing for a summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, though President Trump said yesterday there's a very substantial chance it won't happen as scheduled. Trump is tweeting the U.S. will probably have to use a different structure for trade with China because it'll be too hard to verify results after completion. The two countries have agreed to suspend plans to impose tariffs on each other's goods. Trump is also tweeting angrily about what he calls Spygate, news that the FBI used a confidential informant to meet with Trump campaign officials to help determine whether they were coordinating election activities with the Kremlin. Philip Roth has died. He wrote about taboo subjects, including sex, death, and assimilation. Roth won the Pulitzer for American Pastoral and in The Plot Against America, imagined a United States in which Franklin Roosevelt loses the 1940 election to Charles Lindbergh, who in real life was a spokesman for the America First Committee. In the story, Lindbergh keeps the U.S. out of World War II by signing a treaty with Hitler and begins relocating Jewish families to the Western U.S. It was very scary. Philip Roth was 85. It's 8:04 on XRT. Cubs lost to Cleveland 10-1. They play again tonight at Wrigley Field. And the White Sox beat the Orioles 3-2. They host Baltimore again tonight. It's going to be partly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s, cooler by the lake. Clear skies tonight, a low in the mid-50s, and tomorrow sunny with a high in the low 80s. It's 59 degrees at the lakefront, 60 at Midway and O'Hare.
Thank you, Mary. 93 XRT, thank you all for joining us this morning. We'll give you a sign of light next.